Welcome to BunnSports.com for another podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn, as we are now complete with the college football season for the 2014 and 2015 years, and we're set to begin another one in about 6-7 months, but until then, we'll be recapping what happened, and it was a surprise to most people that the Ohio State Buckeyes were able to come in as the fourth seed in the first ever college football playoff and win the whole thing. They defeated Oregon 42-20 in the first ever college football playoff championship game, and it was quite a one-sided affair, especially in the second half. And I'll bring in the college football professor now, and we'll first talk a little bit about the game, and then we'll put it into perspective and what it means nationally. But Ohio State, they beat Alabama. A lot of people thought they couldn't do that. Now they've beaten Oregon. A lot of people thought they couldn't do that. They're the national champions.
I think, Jacob, you'd have to say that, first of all, that while Ohio State deserves their win, I'm not taking anything away from them, but I think the championship game itself probably left a lot to be desired. I think we would have wanted to have seen a game that was really a challenging game when they, you know, Oregon and Ohio State playing it down to the wire, so to speak. But it was a mismatch from the start, almost.
You're right. Cardale Jones, the quarterback, making only his third start for the Buckeyes. He was third string at one point in the year. He was 16-23 for 242 yards with a touchdown and an interception. Those are not overly impressive numbers, but I'll tell you what was overly impressive, and that was Ezekiel Elliott's play for the second straight game. An unbelievable performance. 36 carries, 246 yards, 4 touchdowns in the national title game for the Ohio State running back. I think number 15 may be an early favorite for the Heisman in 2015 as we enter that season.
Jacob, don't you think a lot of times the glitz causes us not to see some of the things that were really happening? For instance, there's no question about the running back doing so well and running well, and he really looked good. But he had some gaping holes. Their offensive line was doing a tremendous job out there, creating those holes. And their execution was just really right on.
Urban Meyer, now 6-0 as an underdog since taking over as the Ohio State head coach. And you have to just, again, nothing can be said. Not enough can be said about the job he's done in Columbus. He joins Nick Saban as only the second coach in college football history to win a national title at two or more than one school. Urban, of course, Nick did it, of course, at LSU and now at Alabama. Urban did it first at Florida twice, and now he's done it at Ohio State. What do you say about Urban Meyer?
I think Urban Meyer is a tremendous coach, and you can't help but admire the team that he has developed there, how he's put it together, he's got some tremendous players, and their execution's really good. And their defense was a lot better than we anticipated it would be.
So let's begin to put this into a national perspective. Ohio State wins the title. Oregon doesn't. Let's start there. The Pac-12, they lose again in that title game, or at least Oregon does. What does this say about Oregon and West Coast football?
Well, I think that there's no question that that the Pac-12 is a very good conference, one of the best. Of course, there are five good conferences when you think about it. But it is leaving something missing there for Oregon, maybe not for the conference as much, Jacob, as it is for Oregon, in that they have been there and done that, and they've been there and done that, and on both occasions, when they got in that championship game, they just wasn't up to it, and it looked like during the game that they just weren't up to it because they had a lot of opportunities to do something, and they just didn't do it.
Is the SEC still the best conference in college football?
Yes, I think it is. I know that Ohio State was the best football team this year, but Ohio State does not make the Big Ten the best conference. It's just Ohio State's very good. But you think about the SEC and the years, Jacob, of the BCS and now the playoff year. We've got, 15 or 16 champions that we've crowned on the field. And out of those, 9 of those 15 or 16 has been SEC teams. And there's been one team from the Big Ten that has done it. Ohio State's done it twice. In the SEC, there's been 5 teams that have won it. And we've had 2 teams from the Big 8, 1 team from the Pac-12, 2 from the ACC. And so that tells us something. Now, that does not say that Ohio State's not the best team this year, but at the same time, the Big Ten is not close to the big to the SEC as far as the conference is concerned.
So how would you rank the Power Five conferences right now? SEC one.
I'd still put Pac-12 two.
Really?
Okay. And then the then I'm not sure whether you put the Big 12 before the Big Ten. I mean, the Big Ten is not a bad conference. We're not talking about any of them being bad, but really, I think I'm right on this. That the final poll that came out, the coaches' poll, had two Big Ten teams in the top 25. That was Michigan State and Ohio State. Well, you've got several teams there in from the Pac-12.
Yeah, the final AP top 10 is Ohio State, Oregon, TCU, Alabama, then Michigan State and Florida State. So technically two Big Ten teams in the top five, as Michigan State and Florida State are tied for fifth, and then Baylor, Georgia Tech, Georgia, and UCLA. That's the top. That's the top ten. So you would put an ACC. Is it as top heavy as the Big Ten? I mean, Florida State seems to have dominated that league, like Ohio State dominated the Big Ten. So how would you compare those two?
I think that's true, and I also think that that the Big Ten may be better than ACC as far as these conferences are concerned. Because after Florida State, there's a pretty good drop-off. Then there's Clemson, then there's a pretty good drop-off.
So what are the main storylines as we head out of this season? You know, well, skipping recruiting, of course, but heading into spring practice and then next year, assuming, everybody would assume Ohio State would be the number one team. They're going to be consensus number one when the polls come out. But what are the storylines that we look for next year as we enter next year?
Jacob, I'll give you the number one, and this ought to be number one by a long shot. But it will not. It'll all fall on deaf ears. And the storyline ought to be: let's just stop with the knee jerk reactions. Let's look at the whole picture of things and look at it that way and stop making these assumptions. If you remember back several weeks ago, at the beginning of the football season, we already had crowned two or three teams to be in the Final Four, and none of them made it. So the knee-jerk reactions ought to be put aside. But beyond that, I think that we could conjecture that Ohio State's here to stay. I think there will be several teams from the SEC that's going to be difficult. Alabama, Auburn, and maybe LSU may even be making a comeback.
And
Georgia's going to be a team to reckon with. I also think that Florida State will continue to be good, and that's because they've got a lot of good athletes and good players.
Sure.
And in the Pac-12, I would look for Southern Cal and maybe the Arizona teams to be the ones that's on the rise. And that doesn't mean Oregon's going to go by the wayside. They'll still be a tough team to contend with, but they're going to have more to contend with, I think. Now, for the Big 12, I'm not sure that in the long run you're going to say that Baylor and TCU is going to be the front runners there. They probably will be going into next year, but look for Oklahoma to really Oklahoma, maybe even Texas to be teams that will be on the upswing.
Yeah, there's an old saying about the Masters, and I know you and I are both golf fans. The Masters tournament, there's a graveyard of names of those players who have led the lead after 18 holes at the Masters, and of course, the implication is you don't hear from them again, because usually after one round you don't have much of a sample size, and that's true in college football. And I think your point is well taken. Ohio State won this championship; they were the best team in college football. But we don't need to crown the Big Ten the best conference, and I think it's wide open going into next year. I think a lot of people thought Oklahoma was going to be a dominant team this year because of what they did to Alabama in the Sugar Bowl last year. Obviously, that didn't work out at all. So. You're right. Perceptions, as Spencer Tillman says, we live in a world of images and perceptions, and sometimes that's all we base our opinions off of.
There's a couple teams that I think had great years this year that I'm not thinking they're going to be as good next year. For instance, in the SEC, I'm not sure Missouri will continue to be. You know, last 2 years they've surprised us, and we didn't think they would do well. But yet there are other teams like Tennessee – that seems to be getting better. I'm not sure that while I do think that Arkansas is a tough team to play, I'm not sure they're going to make the high rise as fast as some people are thinking they will. I'm not sure why their offensive coordinator left. There's just a lot of things that's going on. We need to let a lot of those things settle to see about coaching, players, recruiting, who comes back. We're already seeing some of who's going to go into the NFL. All those things will have impact on who's going to be the dominant teams for the next year.
Well, Professor, it's been a great year of college football. We have discussed it all from late August, and now here we are ending up in mid-January. You will hear the professor back on here frequently throughout the off-season. We haven't got our schedule firmly nailed down, but you'll hear him. But for the 2014-15 season, this pretty much wraps it up. And thanks for all your insight this year.
Well, it's been a great year, Jacob. And you know, college football, I know it doesn't have the kind of ratings like, for instance, the Super Bowl does and all that, but still, it's a great game, and there's a lot of interest in it. It's a tremendous thing, and I'm excited to see what's going to unfold in the next months and then next year.
Absolutely, me too, and that is certainly what we will continue to cover here at BunnSports.com, so keep it right here. I'm Jacob Bunn. We will see you soon.